الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. فإن زللتم من بعد ما جاءتكم البينات فاعلموا أن الله عزيز حكيم. هل ينظرون إلا أن يأتيهم الله في ظلل من الغمام والملائكة وقضي الأمر وإلى الله ترجع الأمور. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in our previous lessons we were speaking about the condition of the mu'mineen and the condition, the hal of the kafirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the mu'mineen, they focus is on dunya and akhirat, not only onto the dunya. Allah says, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. And Allah speaks about the kafirin and the munafiqeen. Their focus in this dunya is only the dunya. That even during the days of Hajj, they would only focus on the dunya by making dua. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. Allah says, in the akhirat, there's no share for them. Then we moved on to giving you a description of some of the munafiqeen, namely the munafiq in particular, Ibn Shuraiq bin Shuraiq was his name. This munafiq, Allah says that his word appeases you in this worldly life. In other words, he says, Amantu billah, and he even takes a qasam, he makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a witness over what is in his heart. But Allah says, he is a very great, or he is one of those who disputes with you a lot, or he disputes with iman. He doesn't bring iman in Allah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he gives us the description of these munafiqeen, Allah now tells or addresses all believers to enter into Islam kafatan, holy, all together. Allah addresses the believers by saying, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kafa, that oh, you have brought iman, enter silm. Silm means Islam, it means submission. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Allah asks us to become genuine believers, sincere believers. Allah tells us, what is the meaning of a genuine Muslim? A genuine Muslim is that person who does not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Shaitan, he wants you to do those acts of disobedience. He wants to lead you astray. Another way of how shaitan leads a person astray, shaitan would make waswasa. He would whisper within a Muslim, within the ears of a mu'min, a Muslim, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that way, he would lead a person away from iman. How many times we find people, they question, or they bring about certain thoughts which have a problem, cause a problem to the iman of a person. People begin to question regarding certain abhas, discussions that the knowledge of which they are banned from. Example, we see the mas'ala, or the discussion of taqdeer. People begin to question and ask, why is it ma'azallah, Allah Pak took away the life of this masum baby? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed such a thing to happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his prior knowledge, he knows that perhaps the child would grow, that taqdeer would then prevail, and the child would then become from those people who do masya, and the child would then eventually land up in Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The knowledge of the unseen is Allah's. So we cannot delve into these issues. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, enter into Islam kafatan, holy. Submission. Islam means submission. If you follow the khutuwat, the footsteps of shaitan, Allah says, listen, innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. He is an open enemy to you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنْ زَلَلْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْكُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. If you have to slip up after the clear proofs have come to you, فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Remember, when people make these types of statements or questions regarding iman, and it causes a problem in the iman, then remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah, He is Aziz, He is all powerful. Sometimes a person can even lose his iman in that way without him even knowing. A true Muslim wouldn't delve or true Muslim will not get involved with these types of discussions, because a true Muslim knows that the knowledge of these discussions are known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and not to anybody else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains these things in many places of the Quran. In one verse Allah says, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ, those who are firm rooted, those who are deep rooted in knowledge, يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ, they say, we bring iman in all of the verses of Quran. كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا, each and every verse came from Allah. So we will not discuss these things. That is the meaning of true submission. If you are a genuine Muslim, you will not ask. Why? Because it means you have already submitted yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any hesitation, without any doubt whatsoever, in the orders and in the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the moment you waver, فَإِنْ زَلَلْتُمْ, the moment you slip up and you turn away from iman, after the clear proofs have already come to you, Allah says, then know well, He is all powerful. In other words, now, if Allah's azab is to befall and has to come upon you, then Allah is, he can do so, and He is Hakim, He is all wise also in whatever He does. And then Allah explains, now we conclude the second quarter of this para, the second para. Allah says, هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَيَّأَتِيَهُمُ اللَّهِ, that these kuffar, these munafiqeen, do they await anything except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab must come to them in shadows of clouds, and the malaika must come to them, and then the matter must then be decided that they are to be doomed and destroyed in Jahannam. In other words, Allah is asking, or Allah is saying, that this is the only thing these munafiqeen and kuffar are waiting. This is the only thing that they are expecting and waiting for, that Allah's azab now must befall them. Allah says, وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ, the day is coming. Of course, every matter returns, every matter goes back to Allah. But on that day, that is the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then requite each and every person for his deeds. So the mu'min will then be admitted into Jannah, and the kafir will be admitted into Jahannam for his deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the true mu'mineen.